and after speaking some time of what the poor must suffer in winter, and receiving no answer, than a very plaintive, "Mr. Elton is so good to the poor," she found something else must be done. They were just approaching the house where lived Mrs. and Miss Bates. She determined to call upon them and seek safety in numbers. There was always sufficient reason for such an attention. Mrs. and Miss Bates loved to be called on, and she knew she would.